You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus, and join us today are Dr. Roger Gonzalez and also Yasmin Montoya. Dr. Gonzalez is a professor and the chair of the Department of Engineering Education and Leadership. Yasmin is one of the students in that department, and we want to thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Roger, would you tell us a little bit about this degree and the department, Engineering Education and Leadership, and this is a little bit different that you all are doing here?
Yeah, over the years, you know, we have come to realize that in the emerging economy of the 21st century, engineers are taking a diverse sets of roles in companies and society. And we'd like to say we'd like to have leaders that are engineers throughout society. And companies are actually saying that we want engineers that are great at technical skills, great at math skills, but we also need them to have entrepreneurial skills, have to let them have understanding of business sheets and spreadsheets in the sense of understanding the business acumen of what's involved in a company, from marketing to finance to entrepreneurship. So part of the issue that we are dealing with is creating that Renaissance engineer, how you would call it, to be able to employ an engineer, help them deal with the technical issues, but also help them feel comfortable with the business aspects of the company and also understand what it takes to develop new products, how to market those products, how to interface with customers. So it's really an engineer that is multifaceted and what we call multidimensional, that he's trained in multidisciplinary areas. And so we decided to create a new degree to be able to meet that need and then nest that degree in a department called Engineering Education and Leadership, where we focus in on the educational innovation aspects of engineering and also look at the leadership development in students as they go out into the workforce to try to accelerate that.
Now, joining us today also is Yasmin Montoya. And as I mentioned, Yasmin is a student here at UTEP. And Yasmin, what attracted you to this program and this degree, pursuing this degree?
So like Dr. G said, he threw the word multidisciplinary around a few times. And what that really means to us as students is that we're able to understand just more than one technical engineering side of things. So I'm able to take that engineering perspective, which is really what we learn in the classroom. It's more of a perspective, problem-solving perspective, and take it to the field that we want to be a part of. And this goes also into the leadership aspect of the class, where we mentor the incoming students and we get advice also from our professors, and we gain that leadership experience in the classroom, in contrast to going out into the field and having to learn it on the job. That's what really attracted me.
There's been a stereotype over the years that, you know, engineers work by themselves. They're not people. And that for them to get up and speak or talk about something, it would be very difficult for them. And then on the other side, the person who is a PR person or speaking about different things, they are interpreting basically what the engineer develops because they may not understand it. So it's kind of like, I guess, meshing both together. And was it hard to break that stereotype or to get that across to friends and other people you meet?
Well, definitely, especially because it's brand new. So the concept is really new, the meshing of those two perspectives. So from day one, really, they teach you, you have to come in, you have to know your technical side, but you also need to be able to present yourself and your product and what you really stand for, because we also go into character, who we are as engineers, but also as people. So we're able to go in, talk to someone, talk to them about ourselves and talk to them about what we're doing as an engineer also.
Dr. Gonzalez, if you wouldn't mind telling us perhaps, you know, for someone out there who is thinking about pursuing this career or finding out more about it, give us some example of some of the projects or perhaps some of the classes that these engineers will go through.
Well, we start students early on in the process to deal with ambiguity. In other words, we kind of throw them into a situation where you say, why don't you go out there, find a need in the community or a need that exists, think about how you can solve that need, and then think about the aspects of not only the technological aspects required to solve that, but what kind of marketing would you need to put together, what kind of business plan would you need to put together. So it's not just about creating technology. It's about dealing with this world of ambiguity, and we try to get students to be very familiar with that concept of how do I deal with things that are not well-defined. in engineering over the years, we have been very, very used to living in a world that's very well structured, where right is right and wrong is wrong. That equation is what you use. But yet, engineers more and more are dealing with issues that relate to ambiguous things, where there's not always a perfect answer. So in a sense, the liberal arts have been good about dealing with this in general. And so we kind of call this the liberalization of engineering, in the sense where we're actually kind of taking off some of the boundary constraints of engineering to be able to say, let's think about things from a liberalization standpoint so that engineers can then delve into areas that they feel more comfortable. We really think that there's a lot of students out there who steer away from engineering because it's too overly constrained and defined. And we wanted to create a program where students could come in and kind of formulate their own path with a strong engineering background. So we have a lot of opportunities for students to do more work in business or in education or commercial music, for example, if they wanted to do that. There's a sense of let's let students create their own path in their education, but yet give them a strong sense of engineering with the skill sets of dealing with this ambiguous multidisciplinary process.
Engineering has long been a workforce, an occupation, a career that has been, you know, highly esteemed. How is it being accepted by other engineers around the country and perhaps even some of your colleagues here when this idea was brought up?
Well, I think there's a tradition of engineering where it's all about understanding math and science. And I think that's very important. I think it's a necessary part of being an engineer, but I would say more and more it's not sufficient. In today's world where so many things are interacting with technology and the human interface and the business aspect, that you really need to be well-versed in those things. I'm not arguing that there's never going to be a need for specialized engineers. I think we'll always need that. But there's a group of engineers that need to be able to cross those boundaries. In other words, we really believe that a surgeon, an orthopedic surgeon who has an engineering background is a better orthopedic surgeon. An attorney who has an engineering background is a better attorney because he understands the aspect of problem solving and ambiguity. So we really do believe that an engineering background adds to the diversity of whatever you end up being. And we would expect that a good number of our graduates will actually never practice traditional engineering because of the sense of what they want to do with their career.
Have you had perhaps a graduate, some examples that you can give us as far as those jobs and some of those students who have gone on to other jobs besides engineering?
Well, we don't have a graduating class yet because we are introducing the program a year at a time.
This is relatively new. Okay.
Right. Well, the program just got approved a little over a year ago. So we're teaching the program in sequence, freshmen, then sophomore, then juniors. And so our inaugural class that Yasmin is part of will become juniors next year. So our first graduating class is in May of 2017.
Do you have any idea what you might want to do and perhaps give us some example of how this liberalization, as Dr. Gonzalez has mentioned, has helped you?
Yeah, so I want to go into biomed. I'm thinking of prosthetics or 3D printing of tissues and organs. But I know I do also have friends that some of them want to go into music performance. Some of them want to go into commercial music. Some of them want to go into med school. Some of them want to be teachers. Some of them want to be professors. And some of them do want to be engineers. So already just in the classroom, we have a really diverse group. So it makes working in groups really fun because we're able to see like really different perspectives.
I would imagine that because of the variety of students, as Yasmin mentioned, you have now diversity, these projects are very interesting and so are the classes.
Well, this past semester, in fact, we had students develop a little technological device that we just say, just make it hop. But we really had them stretch the process of make that part of a game. And we had them put that together, a video to sell high school and junior high kids on this. They had to think about what would be attractive to a high school or junior higher to be able to buy this game. So it's not the issue of just, can I get my little, you know, device to hop? It's about how do I integrate this in the broader concept of a game that's enticing to a customer? And what would that involve in the process? So it's not just about technology. It's about this multidisciplinary approach where we're really asking them to build on their professional skills of public speaking, of making a sale, of integrating the different varieties of what it takes to make a successful product and a successful company.
One of the things that I know you recorded in the stories that was featured on the UTEP newsletter, the fact that you're wanting to develop student leadership skills.
Yeah, I would call it developing the capacity of a student to lead. In other words, we characterize, you know, leadership has been studied for many, many years. We are not trying to make experts, leadership experts. What we're trying to do is build capacity in students to lead. You see many people who are great leaders, but UNs call them leadership experts. They just know how to lead, either projects and or people. And so we looked at by looking at developing competence in students, what do they know? We look at it developing capacity in the sense of what can they handle, the different demands that leaders just have to continually deal with simultaneously, and then looking at development of character. I think one of the things we've done in education is we have forgotten the character development that is needed in students. And so we spend a lot of time talking about issues of integrity, of passion, of process, so that we develop the person, not just the mind.
Yasmin, I would imagine that with some of the courses that Dr. Gonzalez has taken you through and other faculty members there, especially with social media and where it is now, you know, it used to be where, well, do you have a phone? Can I have your number? Now they ask you, are you on Facebook? And immediately people use that for everything. But this particular medium also encourages you and also shows you some of the things that Dr. Gonzalez has been talking about, like leadership, integrity, and depending on how you interpret those messages on social media or how you get your message across will depend on some of those qualities that Dr. G has mentioned.
Yeah, so we actually have our program. We say it's by students for the students. So we're actually able to run our Facebook page. Sometimes we get to put on our pictures of everything that we're doing with the program. For example, today, we're going to go ahead and put this picture up on Facebook. I know that the leadership aspect of it, it goes beyond the classroom, especially for our first class, that we're able to run recruitment for the department. We're able to work in the office. We're able to know the logistics of a lot of things. We're able to understand and give our input into what we want in the classroom, what projects we want to see, what resources we think we would need. We have a really great relationship with our professors. So that mentorship really helps us go beyond the engineering side and into the people side, like Dr. G was mentioning, character.
Dr. Gonzalez, as we're wrapping up this program, I guess since we're talking about social media, can you take us to perhaps a website or Facebook page that they can go to find out more about this program?
Yeah, you can go two places. You can go to elead.utep.edu, or you can also look up on Facebook Engineering Leadership and then UTEP. So in Facebook, you just search Engineering Leadership and UTEP, and you'll be able to find the Facebook site. We're in Engineering 230, if you want to talk to us, is where our department is located. I think one of the things that I would tell students is this is a student that is built around focusing on students. If you look at the development of what the students have done, there is the students' fingerprints all over this thing. They've been involved from the beginning in our curriculum development. The brochure was actually developed by students. Our webpage is developed by students. It is not something that is top down. It's very much a shared type of experience. So having students like Yasmin and other students in the program helps us to understand how can we best meet your professional goals and help us get there. So I think the approach that we're taking is significantly different than you would see in many other programs across the country.
Dr. Gonzalez, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. And Yasmin, thank you very much. And good luck to you and your career here at UTEP.
Thank you.
We have been visiting with Dr. Roger Gonzalez and also Yasmin Montoya. Dr. Gonzalez is the professor and chair of the Department of Engineering Education and Leadership. And Yasmin is one of those students in the class that is going to be graduating in a couple of years. And so if you have additional information that perhaps you want answered, you can go to the UTEP webpage. And what is that webpage again?
elead.utep.edu. elead.utep.edu.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.